wrought merely by a desire for revenge. A man whose offense was nothing worse than to have insulted another man was chained against a wall in a catacomb, walled up and buried alive. Holmes nodded. I know this story well. The Cask of Amontillado. The writer had a most unusual imagination, with unparalleled insights into the criminal mind. A splendid piece of fiction. Monsieur Dupin looked down at the floor, and then at the ceiling, and then spoke in hushed tones. Monsieur Holmes, I am old now, but I am not a fool. Kindly hear me out. This story was not fiction. It was true. Over 40 years ago, this horrible murder indeed took place. I gasped. Surely not! What sort of monster would be so deranged, so utterly evil, to do such a thing? Oui, mon cher docteur. I thought the same. But the man who published this story in America had many admirers in Paris. Our poet, Baudelaire, translated Mr. Poe's stories, and they were widely popular with the people of France. He never set foot in our city of light, but our painters, our writers, our philosophies, all adored him and made it a point to speak to those who knew him when visits were exchanged between France and America. They heard about something. At first it was dismissed as absurdité, but the story persisted. It was said that before he died, Mr. Poe, in one of his many alcoholic rantings, told a small...